social media and marriage. Can they work together? This is Single Married Divorced. I'm Eric Rung, and I am single.
I'm Tom McGuire, and I am married.
I'm Allison Collins, and I am happily divorced.
Okay, so this week, the poll question has to do with social media and marriage. 66% of people in divorce proceedings have had Facebook thrown in their face as a reason for their divorce. 66%.
Doing some Facebook stalking of old loves, perhaps?
I would probably say that's a lot of it.
I think, and like reconnecting, I assume. I don't know why you'd want to reconnect.
Because you want to stay friends with them, right, Tom?
Whoa, I just got thrown in my face.
I know two people that have been divorced because they went on Facebook and they were friends with their old, you know, Access. High school boyfriend. And I think that you romanticize how it was in high school and you're like, oh, that was so much fun because, you know, didn't have bills or kids or anything like that. And they got divorced and then started dating
each other?
Yeah.
Are they still dating each other?
I know that one couple is broke up for the same reasons that they broke up for in high school.
Wow.
And they did a lot of growing and maturing right. over the years.
But it was weird. It was like they were having like affairs, online affairs behind the back, like talking about like really personal things while married.
Well, I think that also goes to emotional cheating, too.
I was thinking the same thing. I used to argue with some friends of mine all the time. What's worse, emotional or physical cheating?
I still think physical cheating's worse.
As did I, but the females in the group felt that emotional cheating was actually worse.
Have them come talk to me, and I'll give them some dirty details about what happens with physical cheating.
But emotional cheating, I could see that. I mean, I understand how that can really be damage a relationship, especially if you're putting intimate details of your own relationship, your own marriage, into messages back and forth. I mean, what if I can understand a couple messages back and forth. Oh, hey, nice to see you. Oh, I see you're married and have kids. That's fine.
How happy is your marriage?
Well, I mean, you just come across them on Facebook or some other social media. I mean, there's obviously a point where it starts crossing the line, and I think that's when you start getting into the emotional details of your own relationship or intimate details of your past relationship.
Well, I'm sorry. I actually read this article differently, only because I thought it was going through divorce and then them presenting evidence like, listen, she parties all the time. Look at this picture on Facebook. And I thought that's what they were bringing into the divorce proceedings.
Could be part of it, right?
Right. Absolutely. But you mean more of an alcohol, drug type scene?
Right. Like, look, she spends all this money. Look what she puts up on social media because that's what she portrays.
I can only think of one couple that got divorced over some messages back and forth, but I haven't really heard of anybody else. I mean, what would be the end? What do you think would be crossing the line, I guess, Tom?
Now it's a tough one for me because I have no desire to connect and like emotionally cheat. I don't even get why you would do that. But I guess I think from the female perspective, if you're confiding your innermost thoughts into some other random stranger, really, then I'm sure it's very hurtful. I mean, like, why don't you tell me that? Why are you telling the stranger that?
And have Beth and you ever talked about social media as far as what's acceptable, what's not acceptable, or is it just kind of understood? To me, it would be understood.
Yeah, I mean, I think if Beth and I ever need to have a talk about what's acceptable on social media, things have gone so far wrong that,
you know better, right?
Yeah, I mean, what am I?
I have no desire to.
I
think that really goes to just pretty much across the board. Even if not talking on social media, say you're at a bar and you're with your friends or whatever, there is a certain point of behavior where you just know you've crossed the line or you're right up on it, and if you take that next step, you'll cross it.
I think that social media just presents more opportunities for it. Like, I think it's just like having an affair at work. You're with this person all the time, then you slowly start sharing personal information, and then you're like, man, you're such a good listener.
Yeah. Well, like the work wife thing, it's a work husband, work wife.
Yeah, I have a work husband who's married.
And how's his wife feel about his work wife?
She gets it because she has a work husband. He gets us reams of paper when we're out. It's not like a.
I bet he does.
No. No, I mean, in the school setting.
Oh, I'm out of paper.
Trying to get paper is really a big deal.
My uncle and aunt met because in the early 80s, you had to have a key for a copy machine. Mm. And her boss thought they'd be good together, and he knew that my uncle had the key for the copy machine. So she made him, like, oh, you have to go make these copies for me. And that's how they met. And like 30 years later, they're still together.
Wow.
So don't be, paper's not so innocent, is all I'm saying.
Our copy room's a little more, the tensions are high in the copy room.
All right, let's move to question number one. This was a story that we saw on Good Morning America. Actually, Allison saw this on Good Morning America. And it had to do with finding a mate online and 9 tips for a better profile, which we've talked about before in the past as far as putting your best foot forward, things like that. So what were some of their tips that jumped out at you, Allison?
Well, like the conclusion of it all was basically don't put all your eggs in one basket. Like, try some different apps and
so get on a lot of them is basically what it says.
it does, but it also it kind of is pushing the paid ones. You'll be more vested in the experience. Like, if you have to pay $10, you're gonna, you know, keep up with your app. You're gonna be checking these people out and all that. The most hilarious piece of advice that was on there, it says, sounding angry or judgmental is always a turnoff. I'm going to use that one. I'm going
to. I like the don't post group photos.
Right.
Because I've actually been, like, you know, with buddies, we're like, hey, let's see, you know, we'll swipe. And then there'll be like a group and we'll be like, oh, which one is it? Is it that one? Like,
oh,
is it the hot one?
That is the
and
worst.
It's like, oh, no, it's not.
Well, I can understand having one or two group photos just to show that, hey, I do have friends and people do like me. But I also see some profiles that's all they have is group photos. And that's what you were talking about. And I'm sure you were talking about my swiping.
I may have swiped on yours in the past.
Right.
Really?
I thought we've talked about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're married, you go on your buddy's apps and you, hey.
Oh, I thought it was another friend. I didn't realize it was Eric. Could we do this one day? Like, where we all just swipe on your.
Sure. We could do it. We could have a whole episode.
We'll have to do a webcast so people can swiping. See the pictures.
I think there'd be some very offended ladies.
This list doesn't seem to be very groundbreaking in my amateur opinion when it comes to computerized dating.
I know. I mean, I kind of feel the same way, but I was also like in the midst of trying to get back on the apps and like being like, I just need like an instruction sheet. Like, tell me what to do.
Well, Allison, when in doubt, just swipe right.
I know. That's
a good. That's a good rule. If you find yourself on the fence of like versus dislike, always make the first move into the unknown.
Oh, I see. I disagree with that.
I
have to think about it, it's left.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's not an initial first reaction of, oh yeah, sure, boom, then it's left. If I have to think about it, it's left.
But how romantic of a story would it be on your wedding day if you're like, you know, honey, I almost swiped you left, but Good Morning America told me to take a chance.
My favorite part about the article is the title. It's 9 ways to update your dating profile to get a bae by Labor Day, which maybe makes it too young for me, just to use the word bae, maybe eliminates me from this article.
It definitely, I would never use that word.
I also like that there's
start
a...
start using it now.
There's the dating expert is named Hussy, which I think is excellent.
I almost named my first child Hussy.
Jeez.
I like the B up front, too. Is this a summer fling, or are we a thing? That was good. I think you get it out there. Although, you could be, if you do get it out there and you really just want a summer fling, that may end that fling.
Yes.
Although, I have seen on some profiles that just say, you know, I'm only here for the summer, just looking to hang out.
Yeah. The one thing on here also was have your friends look over your profile, which I think does me harm. Because my friends then go and they switch out the photos that I think are honest photos. Like, this is exactly what I look like. And they swipe them out for photos where I happen to get like an awesome like light angle or something, and I look more attractive than I am in real life. And so they swapped them all out for those.
That's ridiculous.
Fishing,
Allison.
Fishing, fishing.
Come on.
I am not. I'm telling you, I'll show you some of these pictures, and it's, I look way better than I actually do.
Yeah, but maybe, like, the pictures where you think, like, you think are honest, maybe they're just really terrible pictures of you, and that's not what you look like. It could swing both ways.
I'm sorry, I see myself. I think I have a very, I don't know.
But you should always put your best foot forward, though. I mean...
Yeah, but you don't want them to be like, oh,
well, first
I didn't
of all, I
recognize
cannot,
you.
I can't believe that your friends would post any pictures that would give someone the wrong... interpretation of what you look like.
You obviously don't know them very well, because...
but you're still going to look the same. I've been out on a app date where I was at the hostess stand waiting for the date, and somebody walked in, and I looked at her, and then I looked back at the hostess, and she was like, hey, and I mean, I had no idea it was the same person. No idea. I mean, just completely different look, completely different hair color. I mean, it wasn't even close. And then it was very awkward after that.
And was it not for the better, if you don't mind me asking?
Was she better looking in the profile picture?
Oh, much better looking in the profile picture. Yeah. But there's a difference between putting your best foot forward, I believe, and also flat out lying. That's a difference, which I don't think your friends would do. I don't think they're going to do that.
Well, there's not like... So my buddy at work, I said, like, hey, I need some like good stories. And there's not much of a story, but he went on a date, and he said, he goes, McGuire, I swear, she was 6'2", and he likes tall girls. He's a very big guy. And pictures were great, and he was like, when she showed up, that was all, God, sorry, I can't speak today. When she shows up, she's 6'2", he said she had to be at least 100 pounds heavier. And she goes, well, those pictures were from like 3 years ago. And he was like, okay, that's not exactly what you should do.
No, it's like, truth in advertising.
Yes. And the best part, he knew the date was over when she told him she got a fake ID to show that she was 18 so she could be a stripper.
Oh, my God.
And that's when the date ended.
Aww,
so he was
so
still
romantic.
Willing to give her a chance with the additional size, but the stripper thing put him over the edge.
I could see that. Is she still a stripper? Any idea?
I think they've lost touch.
Oh. All right, let's move to our dating app story of the week. Tommy, take it away, buddy.
Yeah, I've got a very quick one. Very quick one.
Well, we'll see about that. We may have questions.
Well, yeah, we could delve into this a little bit. But a friend of mine at work, her and her friends decided to do an experiment on, I forget if it was Match or whatever it was. So she had a dress on. And she put a stormtrooper mask on, and then you could tell she was a female, but you couldn't really tell much else. And then the stormtrooper mask, obviously. She got like 200, and I keep saying like today, I apologize. She got 200 likes in an hour or something insane. And she was like...
And that was the only picture that she put up?
Oh, I'm sorry. Good question. So she put up the stormtrooper picture, and then they found random super close-ups of eyeballs and used super close-ups of different eyeballs.
But not her eyeballs?
Not her eyeballs.
Different colors, too?
Yeah, just random different eyes. Just all these different eyes and maybe like a few ears or something. I don't remember exactly the body parts. And it blew up, 200 likes, and these guys were like, hey, you're quirky, let's get together. And she actually got really creeped out by it, that it was so successful.
I think that also goes to show that there's a lot of people on the apps that just swipe right and they don't care.
Yeah, I think a lot of those guys were like, hey, this chick might be...
The eyeball thing was a thing for a while. But
it was also...
They also had other photos of themselves, but they may have the second picture may just be of their eyeball. It was a thing for a while. It was kind of like the driving selfie. That is a thing now, too. Everybody has a shot behind the wheel. I don't know why that's a thing. I don't know why people do it. It makes no sense to me.
Isn't that one of your swipe left criteria?
It is. It is. It's a swipe left. And that's a lot of people. And actually, maybe the other thing is I actually have not... I haven't even looked at my app probably in 2 weeks.
Hey, good for you.
We're very proud.
Well, yes.
Get off the apps, man. Get back to real life.
Real life is nice, and it's fun.
Meet the ladies in real life.
That's what I needed. The creepy Tom ladies voice. The ladies man. I like it.
Hey, let's get Tim Meadows as a guest.
Okay.
When I lived in L.A., He asked me to babysit several times. But
really?
Yeah, because he was like friends of my family. And but my one uncle had me, like, I was his babysitter. And if they needed to go out,
wouldn't share.
Yeah.
I mean, they compensated me much better than any. I mean, they paid me more an hour than I get paid now.
Oh, wow.
I mean, he knew,
yeah.
He knew what he was doing.
Right.
And he knew that I would cancel any plans to go babysit.
Was Tim Meadows upset that you couldn't babysit for him?
I mean, I'm sure I was the best babysitter.
Well, naturally.
But he had like a little baby or something at the time. Anyway, point being,
you're going to call Tim Meadows and get him on the show.
Right. I'm sure he'll take my call. Remember me? I didn't babysit for you. There is a guy that I started dating who then like Facebook requested me and
You're dating them now?
No. Oh, I was dating.
I was going to say, wow, you're not telling the story.
And
though.
He's like, I was looking through your pictures on Facebook and I really love your haircut this certain way. And I was like, oh, that was Halloween. And that's when I went as Kate Gosling with like Kate of Eight, and I had like eight babies wrapped around me and this awful haircut, and I used the same wig to be Judge Judy again, like in other pictures. And so he's like, wow, I really love your hair like that. And I was
like,
so
that's gonna be your profile picture then for your dating
app. Yes. The bad Kate Gosling bangs.
It was like choppy. That was already like a very choppy haircut, wasn't it?
Good.
But I think any girl that dresses up for Halloween is super fun. But I also think Star Wars has like a definite cult following where if you like Star Wars, that gives you like a huge leg up in certain
going back
cultures.
To,
oh, sorry.
What, that actually wraps it round in a circle for us back to the app story that we started.
Were you wondering why I was talking about
that? Those were 200, those were 200 guys that always wanted to make out with a stormtrooper.
Yeah, I think but there are certain things, I think, in life where if you find somebody that also likes that, you don't really care what they look like because there's such few people in that category that you have to go after them.
Yeah,
so maybe that's part of it.
Female Star Wars fans are a smaller subset of a larger group of males.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So maybe that's why there were so many. It'd be interesting if they did it again and used, say, a different type of mask, like, help me out, which would be...
Big Bird?
Oh, that would just be creepy.
That would be super creepy.
That'd be way worse than Star Wars.
And on top of that, I think you'd get a lot more creepier people.
Oh, yeah.
Swipe it right.
Sorry, I was just watching Sesame Street.
Okay, so let's move to question number two. Airing of grievances. Now, this is something my neighbors told me that they would do. They'd been married for about 5 years. They had one child, and another one is now on its way. This is something that they would do every year where they would go out to eat and go to a nice restaurant, get a bottle of wine, and then they would just tell each other everything that irritated them about each other. Small things, like... You don't put the lid on the toothpaste cap, or the cap on the toothpaste, things like that. I thought it was actually a pretty good idea just to kind of get all that stuff out there and maybe stuff that you hold in.
I think it's an awful idea.
Really?
Well, I think at the end of that night, I would feel pretty badly. And like if it was just like a little thing like that and it was bothering me, I think I'd just say it. And
I
then
probably would too.
It wouldn't bother me anymore.
Right.
Beth like tells me all the time, that sounds bad. Not all the time, because there's not that many things.
Because she's perfect.
But she'll be like, I'll get into like a thing where I'm doing whatever, like a joke I keep making. And she'll just be like, you know that, I'm tired of that joke. Or like, all right, that's like enough of that. Or whatever. Like, she'll like tell me. And I'll be like, you know, I don't tell you everything that you do that like irritates me.
Right. Well, that's what they would do at the end of the year, though, is that they would go through some of these. They said that they felt better afterwards.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It seems like a recipe for disaster.
I mean, I would agree that you should probably just say it when it's on your mind, but get it out there. But
my friend's grandma always says, like, keep it in your heart. Like, if something's really bothering you, like, keep it in your heart until you can't let it out, because there's lots of little annoying things.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly. Something you just put up with, right?
Well, and, I think you have to.
And if every time they do something annoying, you're like, hey, listen, then you're going to be, you know, also getting that in return. And I think that just...
Well, I think going to what you said there, I think that's interesting, though, because you do hold a lot of stuff in because it's not worth it. It's you put up with it just because you put up with it. That's what I think that they get out of the way then at the end of the year.
Yeah. Yeah, I tend to get on a joke of some kind, and I just like hold on to it for way too long.
Tell us these bad jokes.
No, because every time I do it, everyone takes Beth's side anyway. I'm at my grandma's funeral this week, and I'm getting chewed out about being on my phone or watching television, and it doesn't even bother Beth, but it bothers, you know, my cousins and mother and aunts. So, you shouldn't be on your phone. So thanks for wrecking my grandma's funeral.
but so you're thinking bad idea?
I think it's a terrible idea. I think if there's something that major, you might as well just bring it up in the moment.
It's not major. That's the thing. It's not.
No, it's not major. But
there's
still,
little things that, like Allison said, you keep in your heart. You don't, because you just put up with it. But at the end of the year, then they'll just let it all go.
It's still. I mean, I guess it'd be interesting to try. I feel like it could just snowball out of control, though. Is there alcohol involved? I would assume there has to be.
Yes, they have wine.
Yeah, there have to be, right?
Yeah.
You got to loosen up a little bit.
They both said that they felt so much better afterwards, and then that they would try and work on it.
But I couldn't even remember. Like, if I had to make up a list of things that Beth does to annoy me, and I'm not doing this to kiss up to Beth or anything. Like, right now I can think of, like, one thing I might be like, maybe we can stop that. But other than that, there's not really.
Right.
I don't have like a list of 20 things.
Right.
I mean, you'd almost have to track it over the year. You'd almost have to like keep a list.
I know. Do they have a list? Do they keep it?
It's because the person does it over and over and over and over again. That's why they don't have to keep the list.
Like breathing, you breathe.
Don't be a loud breather, and it won't be a problem.
I'm torn.
Well. Now that it's been brought up, I have a list that I want to present to you guys about what has been annoying me.
Okay, go.
I actually feel like in an upcoming episode, we do have to have a serious talk because we don't have time to talk about it right now, but there's been a pretty serious issue brought to the table, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll have to discuss in the next episode or two.
We can discuss it the next episode, yes.
All right, we'll discuss it.
It has to do with some listeners thinking that one of us isn't treated fairly.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I disagree with, but...
You know what?
I'll reserve my comments.
Well, before we get too far, that will do it for this episode of Single, Married, Divorced. Of course, you can find us on social media, SMD Chicago for Facebook, SMD, or at SMD Chicago for Twitter, and our Instagram is at SMD Chicago. For Tom and Allison, I am Eric Rung. This is Single, Married, Divorced. Have a great week, everyone.